Hi again. This is another video for AIS 2204 machine vision. I'm going to use the video to show you how images are represented in Python and some of the basic functions to manipulate the images. First, we make sure that we have a couple of images for testing. So in the current directory, we have at least four images, a cat, denim, and drill. Let's see what they look like. We have this cat. We have a very tiny version of the same cat, very low resolution. We have the baboon image that is actually a picture of a mandrill that is very popular as a test image in image processing. And finally, a grayscale version of the same mandrill. Back to the cat. Let's start Python and see what we can do with the images. We need a couple of imports. We are going to use NumPy for matrix processing. We are going to use OpenCV, which is sort of our main library in the module. And I'm also going to load the pyplot module from matplotlib. It helps us with some, well, it supplements OpenCV, and there is one particular trick we're going to use that for. Before I forget, I'm going to run the ion command from pyplot. That is necessary because I use the interactive interface IPython, and it makes any show display windows that I launch behave interactively. If you use the commands in the script on sometimes other platforms, you don't need the ion command, but I do need it. To load an image, I can use OpenCV's imread command. Let's load the mandrill first. I can use a tab to expand file names. It will only look at what is available, so that saves me some typing. So we have loaded an image, and it has become the variable im. What does im look like? Well, it looks like a NumPy array. We can check this with the type function, a NumPy array. And it has a shape, which here is 512 by 512, and three color channels, as you can see here. In order to show the image, we can use OpenCV. OpenCV requires us to name the window, so I call it window name here. The second argument is the image to show. So that's the mandrill. Matplotlib also has an imshow command. Works similarly without the file name, and this is what that looks like. Oh, colors are wrong. Why are the colors wrong here? It actually took me a little bit of Googling to figure out what is going on here. I wasn't aware of it until now. But it seems that OpenCV reverses the order of the color channels. So you may know that we typically have three color channels, a red, a green, and a blue. OpenCV images have blue, green, and red. So in order to get the right impression in matplotlib, we need to reverse the order of the color channels. So we take all the rows and all the columns, denoted by columns when we index the array, and then we also take all the color channels, but in reverse order. That syntax may be a little bit confusing, but look it up when you need it. So now I get the right mandrel. So, and well, this does illustrate one point that is important to remember. There are many ways to represent an image. You can use integers, you can use floating point, you can use a different kind, you can use palette imaging, you can use different color channels, and while you can use red, green, and blue, or you can use some cyan, magenta, and yellow, and so on. And you need to know what your API assumes to get it right, of course. Very often the right way to find out what the API does is just to test it and see what happens. But that only works if you are aware of the different kinds of output you can expect to see. Let's close that and close that. For illustration, it is often more easy to work with grayscale images. So let's have a look at that. We can load the grayscale version of the mandrel. Well, sorry, the grayscale version was called gray. There we are. Again, we have a numpy array. If you look at the closing brackets there, you will see three of them. So it appears that it has three color channels. Why does a grayscale image have three color channels? Well, we can look at the random pixels, say 100, 100, and all the color channels. They're all equal. So the fact that you have the same value in all the color channels means that it's still grayscale, but it looks like a color image. Well, this means that we can show it in the same way. The functions we use to show an image doesn't have to know the difference between color and grayscale because they have three color channels in either case. But if we want to process the image, we don't want to do three times the work because we have three color channels. So we can simply just pick one of the color channels. We take all columns and all rows, but we take only the zeroth color channel. That was wrong. So we index the image and select only a single color plane. Now this is a two-dimensional matrix. Let's see if OpenCV can say they'll show it. It can. Can a pie plot show it? Not quite. We don't get the colors that we should have. This may be because a pie plot assumes a pattern, a palette image that is, instead of using the pixel values to represent light intensity, it uses it to index a palette of colors. But we can solve this problem by telling pieplot exactly what, I think it's American spelling here, gray with an A. That's right. So by telling pieplot what color representation we use, we solve that problem. Now let's, for the last couple of tests, let's load the tiny cat. So the shape of this is 16 by 20, so very small. That makes it probably very easy to see. We can actually list the entire array. And we see that this is truly color. We don't have the same value in all the color channels. It is possible now to change the grayscale using OpenCV. So the CVT color method is a useful one to remember. And here you also see that the conversion scheme that we choose is BGR to gray. So it's blue, green, red, rather than red, green, blue. That is the from color space. Great. So here we can actually see the full matrix representing the image. Let's just have a look at what it looks like. That's our cat. Yes. Zoom in. That doesn't actually work here, it seems. No, the GUI features of that display window is a bit limited, unfortunately. When we look at this array as an image, we picture a grid of pixels where each pixel in the array has light intensity or a color. And when we plot the image, we take that grid and we color each element in the grid, and that gives us a picture. But this array also represents a sampling of a function of the x, y coordinates in the plane, giving the light reflected on that particular point in the plane. And it may be useful to visualize it also also as this kind of function. So let's first take note of the shape. Okay, this was, it wasn't the IM image I wanted, it was the grayscale image I wanted. So MN is the dimensions of the image. Now I need to make myself x and y variables that index both rows and columns in the array, and for that I use the mesh grid function from NumPy. Let me just run it fast and let's see what x and y becomes. So x here, it is an array, and it each row in that array will run through all the columns of the gray array, the image array. In y, each column will run through all the rows of the array. So that means that if I take an index x, y from x and x, y, x index x, y from y, I should end up with an index x, y, the same index. So this can be used to make a plot. So let me first create the plot, or a figure to show the plot. There it is. We should create an axis within that plot. That's the add subplot command. And now we can try to plot the image inside this coordinate system. Plot surface. So now plot surface takes three vectors of arrays, one for the x coordinate, one for the y coordinate, and one for the z coordinate. And sorry, again, it wasn't the IM image, but the gray image we wanted to show. So it looks like this. What on earth is this? Okay, if we turn it around a little bit, maybe we can recognize. Yeah, this looks roughly like a cat, doesn't it? You have the head up here, ears, and body extending this way. Let's compare this to the original one. That didn't look good. Let me try and plot it with pie plot instead. What did I do now? That's a bit unfortunate. It tries to plot in the same figure. And that was not what I wanted. That was a typo, like that. Here we have the cat. So it is a head at the right, body extending to the left. Now let's close that and have a look again at the create the figure. Like that. And plot. So let's look at the z-axis here. So that goes up to 255. So that means that the flat surface here is the white background, maximum light. The cat itself is darker. But what is a little bit surprising here is that it has been mirrored. The head is to the left and the body extends to the right. So why is that? Well, if you look at the axis here, the rows are numbered from 0 and down to 16. So the 0 coordinate is at the top, not at the bottom that we should expect when we look at Cartesian coordinates. Similarly, 0 here is to the right. Now we can turn it around, I suppose. Maybe it looks more like a cat when we look at it this way. So now the columns are indexed from left to right and the rows from top to bottom, opposite of what we would expect in Cartesian coordinates. But the cat looks right. You have the white background here. The z-axis is start with 0 closest to us and 255 furthest away. 255 is white. So we can recognize the shape also here. Now this view of the image as a function of spatial coordinates x and y giving the light intensity is very important when we look at the signal processing and want to find changes and sharp points of the image. We'll get back to that in a couple of weeks. So this is just to make you aware of all these different ways to look at an image. Thank you.